Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Wow, Alan, I was watching the video of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer in quite a tete-a-tete with the president in front of the cameras over the border wall and shutting down the government.
Yeah, you know, here comes Trump and he says, listen, I'll take full responsibility for closing down the government. Nobody wants to see that happen. A lot of people will get damaged. A lot of people will get hurt. And we know from the past with Gingrich and his attempt to shut down the government that it failed miserably and it reflected really badly on his party. Not only that, but there are certainly rumblings now we are hearing from the press among Republican senators and congressmen who remember that and who don't want any part of that again this time. So now the art of the deal president is now saying, I'm going to take this right to the line. Well, that's what he does in his negotiations. But it is of no consequence that this guy lies like a mattress and he is he's just going to do it until the very end. Meantime, Pelosi does herself a lot of good here because, as you know, she's facing all kinds of problems within her own conference, which is referenced by the president. Pelosi then gives it back to him. She basically says, don't mansplain to me. So she gets a lot of credit for that. Now, you know that Trump has made it clear he wants Pelosi as the speaker. He thinks that she's vulnerable and that he can continue the kind of onslaught that they have used against Pelosi all of these years, creating the very situation we see now where at least 16 people say they won't vote for any such situation, which would mean that she couldn't be the speaker. Most people think she will survive and that she will end up as the speaker. And that little meeting where she gives it to the president has to help her a little bit. And I bet he knew it.
And what about Charles Schumer? Did he seem to show a little bit of his mettle?
Yeah, you know, I'm no great expert on posture with my back. I can tell you that much now. But his posture wasn't very good there. I mean, his physical posture, he should have sat up straight and been a little bit more forthright, in my opinion, for whatever it's worth. That was just the sort of optics that I was getting out of this. He kept his cool, which was great. He had a sense of humor. That was clear, the way he took it on. When the president claimed that they had won a great victory in the Senate, he mocked them, saying that these were two Republican seats, big deal. So I thought that Schumer handled himself well, minus the optics.
Both Pelosi and Schumer kept saying we should be doing these negotiations in private. Should they?
You know, I think they're going to do them in private. I think they're not going to do them in private. Clearly, Trump, who is such a massive liar, says afterwards it was a great meeting. So nothing means anything. I suspect that this is a forerunner of what we're going to see as the House becomes Democratic, and everybody knows it. It's going to be off to the races.
Theresa May in England facing a no-confidence vote this evening. I heard on the BBC this morning coming in, Alan, that she's already saying that she'll fight it with every part of her being.
Well, look, she's got to be gutsy about this. Her time does seem to have been running out over this Brexit deal. I don't know what the polling is showing. I think I saw somewhere, and I don't want to be held to this, that the pro staying in the European Union is now ahead. So if they were to have another vote, that's what you would probably get. But then, you know, there would be obviously a pushback and there would be people calling for yet another vote. And then somebody would say something like, maybe we should do best 2 out of 3. But I do think that Theresa May is in great difficulty here. And I think this is probably the end of her reign. But you never know.
Well, the former head, Alan, of the key economic development programs for Governor Andrew Cuomo, that's Elaine Calleiros, including the Buffalo Billion, was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison by a federal judge yesterday, convicted in July of bid rigging and other corruption charges, also ordered to pay a $100,000 fine. Coincidentally, you spoke with Governor Cuomo yesterday, and you didn't shy away from asking him about this.
No, I didn't. I asked him, and he did what was expected. Basically, he said, the law is the law. So I did a follow-up question, and he just wasn't going to budge. Law is the law. That's why we have it. You know, his vulnerabilities are clear. He did have those guys, Joe Prococo and Todd Howe and others around him. And I think he knows that he can't play a hand in anybody's favor here. Now, the difference between Howe and Prococo and this situation is that Calleiros had really no financial gain to come out of this. He was just doing what he thought the situation had called for. And the judge wasn't buying any of it because she basically signaled what she was going to do to some of his co-defendants saying that they weren't as guilty as he was. So despite the fact that there's been some editorial comment here in the Times Union by our own friend Rex Smith and Fred LeBrun, which was sympathetic to Caliaros, I have to say that what happened was what I expected to happen. Perhaps the judge doesn't read these columns.
You also spoke with him about the pay raise for state legislators, the governor, and he said he'd work for a dollar, but he has to get the raise for his surrounding folks.
I think he makes a point. When his health commissioner has to work for $130,000 compared to the people who are taking these huge jobs, and he says, look, I'm having trouble getting people to work for that kind of money, basically. I think that is a good point. I've had less sympathy for the legislature and their raises, David, based on the fact that I don't think that all of them work very hard. Some do, but some don't. You know, the idea that outside income would be prohibited, to me, seems like exactly the right thing to do. We all know that people are going to spend money with legislators as a sort of legal bribery. There's no question about it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, thank you.
And thank you, my good friend.